Hey guys, I'm Elle Jacobs, and I'd love to share a little about how I started to see the bigger picture in high school. The Holy Spirit has been at work in my life ever since I trusted Christ and understood the gospel at 8 years old. But throughout high school, there have been times when I have failed to believe that Jesus is better than what this world may have to offer me. I'm lucky to be able to say that my parents know and strive to follow the Lord and have encouraged me to do so as well from a young age. But towards the beginning of high school, my pride allowed me to believe that my ideas and plans were better than the biblical wisdom and truth that my parents, small group leaders, and community were pointing me to. This was obvious in the way that I handled my relationship, as I allowed my feelings to essentially rule my thought life. Throughout my freshman and sophomore year, deceit became a pattern for me. I found myself going through the motions, showing up to small group and church, going on all of the retreats, and consistently coming back with quickly fleeting spiritual highs after feeling convicted, but not using the opportunities I had to be vulnerable and honest with my small group. I was still resorting to hiding and twisting the truth time and time again on whether or not I was protecting my heart or crossing my emotional and physical boundaries, and eventually finding ways to spend time with a boy without my parents knowing. This began right before quarantine hit. And of course, the first few weeks of isolation provided me with a lot of time to sit alone in my thoughts. The weight of my deceit hit me hard as I realized that there were now 2 years of consistent broken trust between me and my parents, as well as resentment that I had built up towards them as they were telling me what I knew I needed to hear, but not what I wanted to hear. I felt shame for having broken my physical boundaries and emotional boundaries, giving into lustful temptations, and valuing my relationship with this boy more than my relationship with my family, and most importantly, the Lord. At the time, I felt marked by my deceit, desire for control, and pride, ashamed of the fact that I wanted my own way enough that I would allow it to become an idol in my life. My thought process looked a lot like Romans 7, verse 15, which says, "I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate." But in response, Romans 8, verses 1 through 2 say, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death." Looking back, I realized that those 2 years are marked by the Lord's grace and forgiveness. I got to have an honest conversation with my parents, asking them for forgiveness for the lack of honesty I had been walking in. But my earthly parents' grace is merely a glimpse of the mercy that I know my Heavenly Father has for me. Jesus is better than my pride, desire for control, lustful temptations, and shame. If you resonate with the truth I just shared, I'd encourage you to be honest with your small group and leaders and pursue accountability in your community. I'll always be imperfect and I'll always be tempted by a desire for control, pride, and my lustful thoughts. But by surrounding myself with community and welcoming biblical counsel, I'm being constantly reminded that Jesus is better than whatever shiny, momentary things this world may have to offer. My prayer is that you would see, know, and believe that Jesus is better and be able to walk in the freedom that comes with believing that. Thank you for listening to my story.